So many dandavat pranams. And the Lord says of my Gurudev, Srisila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Prashtong Vishnu Parshishman Bhakti, Vedant Swami Maharaj. You know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was so bold. And she followed his Gurudev, Bhagavat Parampara, also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Also he respected so much to his Gurudev, Diksha Guru, Srila Gaurakishore Das Dwaraj. But he has taken everything from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So both in Diksha Pranali, Gaurakishore Das Dwaraj Maharaj, and Bhagavat Parampara, or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Their main reason that in whole world Krishna name Sankirtan is going on. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was very, very bold. He never feared. Never. Our Gurudev was also like so. He had never done any compromise with Sajya, Sakhi, Bheki or Mayavadi or anyone. Never. Even his God brother and his own brother, Arlomi Maharaj, he never compromised with him. So, our Guru Maharaj brought him from home, and then Arlomi Maharaj was initiated by Srila Prabhupada and given sannyas. But after sannyas, he was associating with Anant Vasudev, and thus our Gurudev rejected him very boldly. So Guru Maharaj was also very bold, never compromised with anyone. And this spirit was also in Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Never compromised. Anyone who was impersonalist, like Radha Krishna Dig, he was Rashtrapati of India. No, more than that. But even he boldly opposed. He has written that Rashtrapati, that Krishna and his soul are different. But he told, Swamiji told that position and position, both are same. No different, boldly. And he challenged him. But he never took that challenge. Swami Maharaj was like so. So for a beginning, I know him. But here there are so many sincere and senior devotees. One of them is also here sitting, Sita Rani. Sita Thakur, not only Rani. Thakurani, like Jannava Thakurani. Very old. In his teeny age, she joined that movement and served him. So how she was attracted to him, so she, in two words, she should, I'm requesting her to speak something about him. I like to hear how he, you are attracted to him, and how you gave your life to him. You should give.
Thank you.
in our publications, very qualified. I want that she should more help us in our preaching and in publications. Oh, you know, very sincere and senior devotee, Vrindavan Vilasini. So you have told in morning? Oh. No. Only two words, no? Oh, she should. You should. To serve and meet and to hear the senior and sincere devotees, disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. So many. Very early I joined my Gurudev, and at that time, so many were present. So many. Almost all. And they used to have so much respect for my Gurudev. So all used to come to meet our Gurudev. Even Vaikhanas Maharaj, very ancient, very learned, Shruti Maharaj, Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, so many. So I have served them and I have heard. Also, Swami Maharaj, though he was his family man at that time, Abhay Babu, but he was very, but attractive. His personality was so much high. So all used to love him, all these sannyasis. So I am also fortunate to have the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Early from 1946-7, he also used to love me so much. He has accepted that our relations are transcendental and so many things. He has given me opportunity to serve him in so many ways. So many ways. Some may can tell him that he was of Sakharas only. And he can give only Shak. But it is not true. I have told so many times. Rupa Goswami has distributed so many ras. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. But he is not only Dasya or Sakha. His own service to Krishna and Radhika is prominent. Swarupa Goswami has told all these things in his writings. Though he has explained and prayed in Padyavali in so many ways to Krishna and Radhika, but he is himself Rupa Manjari. This was the speciality, especially in his Swarup.
Constitutional form.
So Swamiji may have prayed sometimes like friends, nor, but I know he can give. Even Unnat Ujjal Rash, the part of that Rupa Goswami had. He was associates of Krishna, one of. So you should not have any doubt about this. Don't doubt. Some are trying to prove that he was only of Sakharas. So, our Gurudev has also prayed like so many ways But it appears that by his name, Vinod, Vinod Manjari, like this, the associates of Srila Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, he has cleared, explained himself in his writings. So we can see somewhere here and there, if you will go deep, in his writing of Swamiji, that it is clear, obvious, that he was a Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupanuga Acharya. So in different times, different kinds of modes has come out. But we cannot tell that, oh, he was of Sant, he was of... Only he was a simple devotee, practicing, and he was in Maya. We cannot tell him. Now we want to discuss something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That what is bhakti really? You should try to know and realize what is bhakti by constitutional position. What is bhakti? In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Nag Pancharatram, in Sandilya Sutra, they have tried to explain bhakti. But bhakti is in three modes, in three stages. Though we tell bhakti, but bhakti has so many different kinds of stages. It may be thousand and thousand stages of bhakti. It is very hard to explain it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, bhakti is endless, deepless, like ocean, endless. But I am telling you, O Sanatan, O Roop, I am giving only one drop and you should relish. And I think that you will be satisfied. So only one drop in this world is sufficient for whole world. And thus, at first he told, the definition of... There are three stages of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti or siddha bhakti. Siddha bhaktis are also of two kinds. Sarup siddha bhakti and vastu siddhi. Oh, this vastu siddhi when becomes. And then this is siddha bhakti or matured bhakti. This prema bhakti. So we will try to explain all these things. First we will, and then this practice will come. First we should try to realize what is the end object of the bhakti. What bhakti? Siddha bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti. And then how to, in what process we can achieve it. So, we know that in Sandilya Sutra, Paranurakti Ishvare. What is the meaning? Paranurakti Ishvare. Parama Anurakti. What meaning?
Transcendental deep attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called bhakti.
This is deep attachment in Krishna. Very deep. If deep love and affection is there. Oh, mamta is bound to be there.
Possessiveness.
Mamata?
Minus.
Like minus, ananya mamata, Vishnu, mamata prema sangata, bhakti iti uchyate, bhishma prahlad narade. What Swamiji has translated?
Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 23.
First of all, you should know that I am not of different opinion or different process than Swamiji. Everything I want to explain in the line of my Gurudev and Swamiji. And this is the line given by Rupa Goswami, chalked, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many are trying to prove that I am not in his line. But no harm, they should tell.
They are not in
or they are propagating me. But I am always in line.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 23, text 8. Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, or in other words, when one thinks Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti by exalted persons such as Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhav and Narad.
They are Acharya, bhakti Acharya. Bhishma, though he fought with Krishna, but he fought for Krishna, to please Krishna. Many cannot have that more that why Bhishma Prahlad, Bhishma was fighting with Krishna. But really, he wanted to please Krishna, and that is why he was fighting. Why? Krishna has come to establish Yuga Dharma. And if he was not fighting for Duryodhan, no war was there. War was only for two persons, Dronacharya and
Bhishma.
If they were not in the side of Duryodhan, Duryodhan was so weak that he could not stand. And then all the demons and personal life were not killed, and then no dharma pratishtha was there. So, knowing this, Bhishma Pitamaha was fighting for Duryodhan, but always willing that Pand was sword wound and to please Krishna. So he is an authentic person among 12 Mahajan. And Prahladi, you know, he is also. And Narad, guru of all. Guru of Sukhdev Goswami, guru of Narad Goswami, Balmiki and all others. Vyasdev, everyone. And Uddhav, his transcendental associates of Krishna. That is why he sent Uddhav to gopis, to pacify gopi, to learn something from gopi. Who is Krishna? What is love and affection? What is ananya mamata? To learn all these things. So they have told what is bhakti. All these acharyas. Ananya mamata Vishnu. What this bhakti is? This is siddha. Siddha bhakti. Transcendental bhakti. Not sadhan bhakti. Not bhav bhakti. This is bhakti what he had told. For that bhakti, if there is some chance that prem can be cut off,
broken,
but even love and affection increases, then it is called prem. Understand what I told? What I told? No.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Ujjala Nilamani, there he has explained that the Sarvatha Dongsakarana Satyupi Dongsakarane Rohitam Satyupi Dongsakarane Tad Bhava Bandana Yuna Sa Prema Parikirtita. What is love? Prem means when there are so many causes for a relationship of love and affection to be broken. All the causes for that relationship of love to be broken are present. Yet still that love is never broken, but it goes on increasing and increasing. That is called transcendental love or Krishna prem.
For ladies and husband and wife, if wife is saying that my husband has less love and affection than that lady, and my husband secretly meets her and loves more, then divorce may come. Certainly, no? Divorce will come. And if husband will see that my wife is not chaste to me but chaste to other, what will be? At once it will come divorce. But for Srimati Radhika, he knows my beloved Krishna is meeting secretly to Chandravali. Sometimes Padma, sometimes Sabya. And she has so much man that cannot be removed.
Sulky mood.
But the love and affection for Krishna
never broken.
Never. She is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling for Radhika in his last sloka of
Sikshastra.
What? What is the meaning?
Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radhika, is saying, oh Krishna, he is Lampat. That means debauchee. He can go and meet with any other gopis, or even it may be in, right before me in my presence. Whatever he does, he can crush me by embracing me very tightly. Otherwise, he can break my heart by never being present before me and never giving me his darshan. He is free to do anything and everything he likes, yet still, mat pranana tastu sa eva na para. He is the Lord of my heart. He is my all in all. He is my life and soul. And I never meet or have love for anyone else, only for him.
This is highest class of love. And this highest class of love, always in Srimati Radhika. All the gopis are like that, but mainly in Srimati Radhika. Ananya Mamata. Oh, many cases may come that love may be broken, but it increases. Once in our life, Swamiji was in New York and I was in Mathura. Some cases came and I became some angry. And I was not in one
opinion. One opinion
with him. And I cut his arguments. And I became so angry. But he pacified me. Who told that? I know, but it looks like that we are of different opinion. Our relations are transcendental. And he in a letter he pacified me. And then my love and affection and faith increased so much with him. Though it is not transcendent, it was not so much high like gopis and others. But yet, it may come some chance to be like that. Prem never breaks. Then it is real prem. So here is written. Rupa Goswami has, also in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written. Savai Punsan, Paro Dharmo, Jato Bhakti Radhok Khaje, Ahetukya Abdavahita, Ja Purushottame. It has been read. Savai Punsan, Paro Dharmo, Jato Bhakti Radhok Khaje, Ahetukya Apratihata, Jayatma Samprasidati. Without this, Atma cannot be happy. Bhakti to Adhokshad, Krishna is your Jhakshad. Beyond the limit of
sense perception,
senses, oh, very high. But this is our object. Then Rupa Goswami, inspired by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote a new definition of bhakti. And that was Anya Bhilashita Sunya. Jnana karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutta. You can? Yes, you, Madhav Maharaj.
Anna bhilasita sunnam jnana karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutta.
You should know this sloka and the meaning and try to follow. Though it is one sloka written, but it can be explained in from sadhan, bhavakti, prem bhakti, sneha bhakti, more than that, rag bhakti, and then mahabhav bhakti, modan, madan, all that we can explain. Beginning from adau saddha and then ending there. All bhakti can come in this.
Uninterrupted flow of the cultivation of body and mind.
Body, mind, senses,
modes. So Rupa Goswami Pad has composed this slok with the merciless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took the all mode of previous acharyas and he composed this slok. Anna Bhilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadhyanavritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama Anna Bhilasita Sunnam. The bhakti must be Anna Bhilasita Sunnam means our bhakti must be covered by unwanted desire other than to serve and other than to please Krishna. Why Rupa Goswami Pad explain here Anna Bhilasita Sunnam, not Anna Bhilas? Anna Bhilas means other desire, and Anna Bhilasita means when this unwanted desire came in our habit, then it is called Anna Bhilasita Sunnam. It must not be in our habit. Just like if we pray Krishna, oh Krishna, save me, but there is no danger. Just like in this world, if it all, oh please save me, then some person came to save me, but there is no danger. If we pray again and again, then gradually the faith will go away and no one will come to save me. If actual danger will come, they will not save me. But if danger came, just like that my life is in danger, I may die. At that time if we pray Krishna, oh Krishna save me, then it is no harm. Just like Draupadi, when Dushasana was snatching her cloth, then Draupadi raised her hand and told, Hey Govinda Rakha Saran Abto Jivana Hari. This time she prayed Krishna, this is no harm, this is not Anna Bhilasita. But if always she prays Krishna, oh Krishna, save me, help me, protect me, then it's not Uttama Bhakti. So Anna Bhilasita Sunnam. Jnana Karmadhyana Vritam. And our devotion must not be covered by knowledge and karma. What kind of knowledge? Without knowledge we could not advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to know what is Krishna Tattva, what is Shakti Tattva, what is Maya Tattva, what is Jiva Tattva. We have to know all these things. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is not asking us not to know all this kind of knowledge. So what kind of knowledge? Impersonalist knowledge. We should not think that I am Brahma, I am Bhagavan, Sivaham. We have not to, our bhakti must not be covered by this kind of knowledge. And what karma? Srila, in Gita we have seen that nahi kaschit chanamapi jati tishtatta karma krit. In this world, without doing karma, none can stay in this world. We are sitting here, this karma, we are eating, we are sleeping, we are working, all are karma. But our bhakti must not be covered by karma. What kind of karma we should do? We shall do what kind of karma by which we can please Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. This is okay. But other karma, creative karma, our bhakti must not be covered by creative karma. If we do creative karma, then our ultimate goal will be Sarga, heavenly planet, and from there we have to come down again. So our bhakti must not be covered by creative karma. Jnana karma dhanamitam anukullena krishna anusilanam. And we have to serve Krishna with anukul mood, with favorable mood. There is something also here we have to know clearly. Anukul means which Krishna like. And if
I want to give more clear explanation. You should.
Same.
He's saying, on the one hand, Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, Vishram Bhena Guru Seva, that the disciple should serve his guru with so much intimacy. And he was giving the example that you have given. Sometimes you can argue with Swami Maharaj. So this is because you are so intimate. He's saying, but at the same time, the disciple should observe some maryada in his behavior with his spiritual master. So how can we reconcile Vishram Bhena Guru Seva and at the same time to have some maryada in the relation between guru and disciple?
In first early stage, you'll have to give honor, so much respect, like maryada.
Observing but etiquette.
Etiquette, like Shastra has told. Obeying him, serving him. But gradually, when he will be intimate, knowing all the established truths, then gradually he will be very much intimacy with his Gurudev. Then he will be servant, friend, doctor, advisor, general, and everything of his Gurudev. He may be. Always. And then, for some things, he may quarrel outwardly, but for the benefit of his Gurudev. And this is called Vishambhena Seva. But not in early stage he will do. Otherwise, the disciple can lose his faith. So, we should try to follow all these things, all the etiquettes, giving so much maryada. And then, like Sandipani and Krishna, Sandipani, Sudama, Baldev Prabhu, all, in this way. Upamanyu and
Dhamma
Rishi, like this, all this should be etiquette. But in our line, we should try to follow our acharyas, Rupanuga. When they will know Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti, in Vaidhi Bhakti we will have to keep etiquettes, maryada and so much things. Always doing shastan pranam and all these things. But when they will increase their development of their bhakti, and they will touch raganuga, a greed in bhakti, then all marjada will be covered. And that ananya mamata will come with Gurudev. Sometimes it may be that, like Raghunath Das Goswami, it seems that he is not giving proper respect to his Gurudev. Sometimes it seems. But really, we cannot touch their love and affection. Very high class. He never did pranam to Rupa Goswami. What he did? Like this. He wants their eminence. And he sometimes Sri Rupa Manjari Prathita Purushman. And he is telling, you are not chaste lady. Chaste. So, but this is very high class. So, there must come some differences in Vaidhi Bhakti Guru Seva and in Raganuga. You see that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they are like sadhak of Raganuga. Each other meeting, discussing so many things. Sometimes Sanatana Goswami is not one opinion with Rupa Goswami. And he thinks that, you have not regarded, paid proper honor to Radhika. And then Rupa Goswami told that, you should correct. And then what became? Then he saw that, he is so much high. And then he went again, you are right. In this way. No. Now, yes.
So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has given the most comprehensive and excellent definition of Uttama Bhakti, of transcendental devotion.
And this definition is authorized and certified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarbham Bhattacharya, all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied. Especially Haridas Thakur began to dawn. Never it has been explained like, that this boy has, perhaps you have inspired. Otherwise, how he can do? And then he. What?
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has written, by the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pleasing Krishna, if you are doing bhakti, but no anugat, there is no
superior guidance. Superior guidance.
No guidance of bhakta. And you are doing, it is like a karma, not bhakti. So, guidance of Guru or Vaishnava is essential. We see that Ekalabhya was pleasing his Gurudev. He was trying. But his Gurudev was not accepting. Why? Because he was demon. He knew that he is demon. He wants to kill Arjuna and all brothers. And he also wants to kill Krishna. And that is why he told that, I cannot teach you. And then he made a statue. Even, and forcibly he is taking something from Gurudev. But he is not a devotee. Someone, now in ISKCON also, they know that a club was high class of devotee. And they have kept their name of disciples and sons Ekalabhya. But this idea is very wrong. Very wrong. He has no guidance of Dronacharya. Like Arjuna, So guidance is needed in bhakti.
So Srila Gurudev is making this very important and essential point.
The argument that this verse defines bhakti and uttama means the highest form of bhakti. Yeah. So what if I'm not on the level? You have stated that that which does not meet these criteria or this level is not bhakti at all.
So gradually we will discuss. Like bhakti but not bhakti. Not uttama bhakti. Even not bhakti. So, sarup siddha bhakti, sang siddha bhakti, arop siddha bhakti, oh, so many things will come. The thing is that we should decide, whatever we should do to please Krishna. If you are chanting, remembering, and doing bhakti, but there is desire to have some wealth, then it may be bhakti, but by constitution is it not bhakti. Or that is arup siddha bhakti. Arup siddha bhakti even, so much lower than vaidhi bhakti. In bhakti bhakti, it is very beginning like. This cannot give you love and affection. Nothing. Oh, fruitive life, fruitive karmas. But somewhat better than fruitive karma. So, whatever you do, you should do to please Krishna. If you are taking something and thinking, I am eating, for whom? For me, then it is not bhakti. If you are giving meal to your children and thinking that, I am happy that my boy is supported and nourished, then it is not bhakti. But if Draupadi is giving milk to her child, to Abhimanyu and others, then what is? This will be bhakti. If you are taking anything, fruits, that I will be very strong, then it is not bhakti. But if you are taking, I will be strong and serve my Gurudev, and I will chant more and do this and that bhakti, then it is somewhat bhakti. Not uttama bhakti, but it will be counted under like bhakti. But so much it has had to be reformed. So we will explain tomorrow. Because I will have to suffer if I am speaking so much. So tomorrow we will discuss all these things. Very minute points, but very strong points. Without knowing all these things, you cannot realize that what is really bhakti. By nature, by constitutional position, you cannot know. So you should try to know all these things. Gaur Pramanande.
There will be a drama, now very short, only
Hon, I will be here only 5 minutes. So you should quickly.